With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's facing intense pressure to fix the southern border crisis. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
Republicans have long criticized the president's immigration policies and called for asylum restrictions. But it's not just GOP officials putting pressure on the White House to limit border crossings. Nine Democratic governors from all across the country recently sent a letter to the president pleading for action to solve what has become a humanitarian crisis. With a record flow of migrants entering the U.S., states and cities are spending billions to respond, but are failing to keep pace with the new arrivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his lack of action. The southern border crisis is heating up. House Republicans voted this week to advance impeachment articles, paving the way for a vote by the full House Monday. Mayorkas is accused of willfully and systematically refusing to comply with federal immigration law. President Biden captures the South Carolina primary. His only challengers, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips and self-help author Marianne Williamson, trailed far behind. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican National Committee Chair Ronan McDaniel is calling for the party to unite behind the goal of defeating Biden. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details.
She made her comments as the party faces a cash shortage when compared to national Democrats and growing criticism from a faction of conservatives. McDaniel spoke at the RNC's winter meeting in Las Vegas behind closed doors Friday. She said, quote, "We Republicans will stick together." But there is dissent inside the party about whether it's doing enough to back former President Donald Trump, even though he's still facing off against former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley in the primaries. Ken Lorman reporting.
This is SRN News. The question is, are you becoming more spiritual? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life, versus 22% who've stayed about the same, and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are being blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over 2 days in Nigeria's north central plateau state. The attacks prompted a 24-hour curfew and calls for authorities to take action against the two major terrorist organizations operating inside the country. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem is much larger than the government is willing to admit. This is SRN News. Republican Nikki Haley has no plans to quit the presidential race at any time soon.
She trails Donald Trump in the polls, and most pundits view her candidacy as a long shot. But Haley said she's not going anywhere. She told reporters that if she can keep closing the gap, her campaign will continue. In her calculus, the GOP primary has barely begun, with just two states having voted so far. Haley's refusal to quit has angered the former president, who has reacted to name-calling and increased personal attacks against Haley at the risk of alienating moderate voters and suburban women. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. and the United Kingdom are carrying out more airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Saturday, U.S. officials said the airstrikes hit 36 targets in 13 different locations and that the strikes targeted underground weapons facilities. More details at SRNnews.com.